Hey guys, it's Stacy
and Katie,
and you're listening to the latest episode of Mothers Who Kill. Hey guys, how are y'all? Been a quick minute, but we're not going to get into that because apparently when we get into things, it's an issue for people.
Well, I'm going to get into it because normally this would be where I would ask if anybody is still with us or has been listening, but we have Anchor app and we have seen where you guys have been listening.
Y'all are insane. We are at almost 11,000 listens.
About 1,500 per episode.
Per episode. It's absolutely insane.
We have no idea what we're doing, but thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys. Hey, keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep doing what we do, I guess.
And of course, it's going to be sporadic. This is just when we can get together, find time.
When
this
work's
summer
not,
doesn't look like we're going to slow down.
Nope.
Any at all. So
full summer. Quick shout out to my daughter, Miss Amanda Faith, and to Bradley, who both challenged me to whisper this episode. So, you guys, this is all you're getting from me today.
Yeah, I refuse.
Hope you enjoy it.
Nope.
All right, nope. So we're talking about Christy Sheets today. This woman...
She's a fucking doozy.
Man, y'all, oof. Like... The hate she must have had for her ex-husband, or her husband, not even ex-husband, to do what she did is mind-blowing.
He tried to be an ex on his 45th birthday, and she said, fuck no.
She just said, oh, I'm going to take away everything you love. Anyway, guys, let's just jump right into it.
On June 24th, 2016, Christy called a family meeting with her husband, Jason, and their daughters, Taylor and Madison. Christy had an argument with 22-year-old Taylor earlier in the day, and Jason had also asked for a divorce. Around 5 p.m., Christy presented a pistol and opened fire on her children, killing both of them. June 24th also happened to be Jason Sheets' 45th birthday.
Christy was born Christy Bird on May 2nd, 1974 in Decatur, Alabama. We don't know a whole lot about Christy's childhood or her teenage years other than her meeting Jason and the two knowing that they would instantly be together. Christy studied at Bowdoin College and received an Associate of Arts in Business Management, Marketing, and Related Support Services. Christy once owned a business named Patches and Pink Pickles, worked as an executive assistant, a marketing assistant, and a hairstylist. Christy identified as a conservative Republican and as a Baptist. She was a gun owner and very vocal advocate for the Second Amendment. She made several posts proclaiming her love for her guns and her desire to own them so that she could protect her family. Hey guys, if you want to look her up on Facebook, those posts are still available to see. In one post, she wrote, "It would be horribly tragic if my ability to protect myself or my family were to be taken away, but that's exactly what Democrats are determined to do by banning semi-automatic weapons." Christy had applied for a permit to carry a handgun, but the application was denied due to mental illness. Friends and family members remember Christy as being a devoted mom who doted on her girls. Friend Catherine Knowles told Time, "This woman loved her children. That was her life purpose. That was her pride. That was her joy. Christy wasn't crazy. I don't know what could have made her snap. To do this, it's insanity. The whole thing, the Christy I knew was a very kind, loving mother."
Christy was crazy.
Christy was indeed crazy, guys.
Jason told investigators that things in their marriage took a turn for the worse in 2012, and that he had told Christy that he wanted a divorce on the day of the shooting. He believed that Christy had a very difficult time dealing with the death of her grandfather and her mother's death 2 months later. From 2012 to 2016, Christy sought treatment at 3 mental health facilities, and she also was taking several medications for anxiety and depression. Jason said that his wife would drink heavily and also was unemployed since 2012. According to Jason, this also started a pattern of service calls for authorities to his family home, three of those being for suicide attempts. The Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office said officers had responded to at least 14 calls to their home since January of 2012.
Jason was born June 24th, 1971. He grew up in Trinity, Alabama, graduating from East Lawrence High School in 1989. Jason also graduated magna cum laude from Oglethorpe University in Atlanta, Georgia in 1993, receiving a Bachelor's of Science in Mathematics. After the death of his daughters, Jason credited his faith for helping go on with his life. During his appearance on the Dr. Oz show, he was asked why he thinks God saved him, and he responded, "I wish he hadn't. I wish he would have saved them, and I was gone." About the tragedy, Jason says, "No matter what I do, where I run, no matter what I occupy my time with, I will never be able to get those thoughts out of my head." While doing research, I found a little bit about Taylor and Madison. We know that Taylor was passionate about drawing and caring for children. After graduating with honors from Lone Star College in Cypress, Texas, she began working full-time as a teacher at a child care center and pre-K school in Katy. The center director described Taylor as a wonderful person and teacher. Taylor decorated the entire facility with her own artwork as well, and a friend of Taylor's often enlisted her to illustrate scrapbooks and photo albums for his clients and always checked in to see if they were happy with their final products. A huge portion of Taylor's joy came from her longtime boyfriend, Juan. The couple was to be married on June 26th of 2016 and was approaching their five-year anniversary in December. On Mother's Day of 2013, Taylor had made a Facebook post praising her mother, calling her one of her biggest influences.
Yikes.
A little crazy.
There's also not a lot of information available about Madison, but what we do know is, like her older sister, Madison also enjoyed art and being around kids and babysitting part-time. She did that for almost 3 years before her death. A friend said that she was always smiling and always happy.
Okay, y'all, regarding the events of June 24th. June 24th was Jason Sheets' 45th birthday. It was also the day he told Christy that he wanted a divorce, stating that it would be the last birthday of his that she would ruin.
Huh.
Yeah. Earlier in the day, Christy had also argued with Taylor about marrying her longtime boyfriend, Juan. After the disagreement, Christy wanted to ground Taylor, but Jason disagreed, saying that the punishment was inappropriate for a 22-year-old. One, how do you think you're going to ground a 22-year-old? Please tell me. I can't even ground my 18-year-old. Like, it makes no sense whatsoever. All right, so later that evening, Christy called a family meeting at which Jason thought she was going to discuss their crumbling marriage and possible divorce with their daughters. Instead, Christy pulled out a .38 caliber handgun and opened fire on Taylor and Madison. The girls and their father fled the house, but Madison collapsed outside of the home due to her injuries. Jason made it to the end of the cul-de-sac and asked his neighbors for help. Meanwhile, Christy had followed Taylor into the street, shot her, returned to the house to reload the gun, then went back out and shot Taylor again. When Christy walked towards one of the girls, an officer ordered her to put the gun down. She did not, and he fired a single shot, which killed Christy instantly. Madison succumbed to her injuries at home, while Taylor was transported to a local hospital where she died later. Taylor was shot a total of 3 times and Madison only once. Jason was interviewed by the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office. He reportedly told investigators that his wife had several opportunities to shoot him as well, but he believed she wanted him to live and make him suffer by killing their daughters. "He felt Christy wanted him to suffer," said Sheriff Troy Niels, maybe, possibly, I don't know. Christy knew how much he loved Taylor and Madison and how much they loved him. Disturbing 911 calls captured the moments leading up to the shooting, during which the daughters can be heard screaming and Jason is begging his wife to drop the gun.
Oh my God, the 911 calls.
You guys, I'm going to give you a forewarning.
Forewarning, it's brutal.
We are going to play some of the 911 calls, so if you don't want to listen to them, I would go ahead and skip ahead probably a minute and a half. These are heartbreaking.
Fucking 911, you need to
Hello?
So, with Christy being shot and killed by the police, there's no resolution in this case. Taylor and Madison do not get justice, and Jason and Juan are left suffering, wondering what might have been. It really is a case of a woman scorned. I mean, why else would she kill her children that she supposedly loved so much?
There's also underlying issues that nobody seems to want to talk about or discuss.
I mean, this case was very straightforward due to the fact that Christy was shot and killed. We don't have a trial. We don't have a transcript. Don't have a police report to look into.
No.
Usually when I'm doing research, I can find the entire trial transcript, affidavits, whatever. But in this case, there was really
nothing
at all. And guys, before we go, we have an update on the TikTok mom, Christina Lee Rivers. If you remember, she is the one who was drugged out of her mind and her son Mason wandered out of the house and I believe he drowned in a neighbor's swimming pool.
Yeah.
Well, we already know that she had another child. And I think that child might be a year, 2 years old now.
Yeah, I think he just turned two.
Well, this woman is now pregnant.
With twins.
With twins, y'all. How?
Two baby girls.
How do you lose a child due to your own negligence and are still allowed to have children? It just blows my mind. How are you able to not feel guilty? And you're out there posting on your social media, literally not giving a fuck. But anyway, guys, that's all we got for right now. I think we might be covering Casey Anthony coming up soon.
Yeah, we keep getting requests, so I want to do it especially before she puts out this little documentary about her version, her side of the story. So
literally, nobody gives a fuck about your side of the story, Casey.
What side of the story? What? Killed your daughter.
Are you gonna? Are you gonna tell the truth?
No,
because you're a habitual liar. So
God,
no.
God, I hate this bitch. I hate talking about her. My God, can we please just end the episode? I don't know how I'm gonna do that one. But
anyway, guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for almost 11,000 streams.
Thank you for being patient. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for listening.
We sincerely love you guys, and we're eternally grateful to you guys for the support. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful Saturday, and we'll see you next time.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, duh. Happy Mother's Day, guys. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
Bye. Jason told investigators that the thing in the... Oh my God.
Oh, we are struggling.
Jason told investigators that the thing... What the... Taylor was passionate about drawing and caring for children. After graduating with honors from Lone Star College in Cypress, Texas, Taylor began working full-time as a teacher at a child care center in preschool.
We picked the wrong day for this.
Yes, we did.